to be bathing in the river.
看到这个盒子就叫人把它拿过来。
When she saw the basket, she had the basket brought to her.
啊，看到里面有一个小孩子，啊，这个婴孩就哭了。
And then she saw an infant inside the basket, and the infant cried.
法老的女儿啊，出于同情的心啊，就把它收起来，说要做自己的儿子。
Out of compassion, she received this baby as her own child.
摩西的姐姐叫做米利安。
Moses had a sister called Miriam.
啊，这个小女孩很聪明。
And this little girl was very smart.
她就对法老女儿说啊，你要不要我替你找一个奶妈来？
She said to the daughter of Pharaoh, should I look for a nanny for you?
后来就去把自己的妈妈找来。
Then she went and looked for their own mother.
法老的女儿说啊，你把这个小孩子啊抱去抚养，我给你工钱。
The Pharaoh's daughter told Moses' mother, take care of this child, I will pay you.
那所以这是一个神非常奇妙的安排。
And this is a wondrous arrangement of God.
本来摩西是要被害死掉的。
Moses was supposed to be killed.
但是神却保全他的生命，又能够回到妈妈的身边，把他抚养长大。
But God spared his life and even let him go back to his mother's side to be brought up by his mother.
因为他名义上是法老女儿的儿子。
In terms of his status, he was the son of the Pharaoh's daughter.
啊，可以在妈妈的身边慢慢把他抚养长大以后，才送到王宫里面，啊，给法老的女儿做儿子。
But he was raised by his own mother until he had grown up to become the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
因为摩西是神所预备的器皿。
Moses was a vessel prepared by the Lord.
所以他能够在神的保护之下，啊，在信心当中来成长。
That's why he was under the protection of God and grew up in faith.
后来成为神家里面的重要工人，在神的家里尽忠。
Later, he became an important worker of God and was faithful in God's household.
所以圣经里面说到这个摩西的家世啊，因为他有信心的父母。
Moses had parents of faith.
我看这个摩西的妈妈相当伟大。
Moses' mother was a great woman.
她是一个利未的妇人。
She was a Levite.
这个妈妈养了三个孩子。
And she had three children.
就是米利安，还有亚伦、摩西
，namely Miriam, Aaron, and Moses。
那这三个孩子啊，后来都能够得到神重用。
All three children were greatly used by the Lord。
米利安是当时代妇女的领袖，是一个女先知。
Miriam was a prophetess who was also a leader of the women。
亚伦成为大祭司
，Aaron became the high priest。
摩西成为以色列民的。领袖带领他们出埃及。
And Moses became the leader of the Israelites, bringing them out of Egypt.
所以一个家庭三个孩子都能够得到神的重用。
All three children in the family were greatly used by the Lord.
这个妈妈讲起来很伟大。
So this mother was a great woman.
摩西虽然后来在王宫长大，
even though Moses was brought up in the palace,
但是他后来离开王宫，
he left the palace.
他来带领以色列百姓。
To lead the Israelites.
我觉得小的时候妈妈给他的教育对他的影响非常大。
The education that the mother has provided him had a great influence on him.
所以圣经里面说啊，教养孩童使他主当行的道。
So the Bible says, teach the children in the way that he ought to go.
就是到老他也不偏离。
So when they grow old, they will not stray.
小时候虽然很幼小，但是慢慢的跟他教养，却影响到他的一生。
When children are taught at an early age, they will be influenced for their whole lives.
后来虽然在王宫里面住了几十年呐，但是他幼年所受的教育，没有来影响到他后来为神的服事。
Even though Moses lived many years in the palace, because of his childhood education, his heart to serve God never wavered.
有的人认为说小孩子小啊还不太懂，所以等到他长大了以后再让他自己决定他的信仰。
Some people think that children don't know anything, so they will wait till the children grow up before they choose their own faith.
最近我看教会的一个刊物，
I recently read a publication of our church.
有两个年轻的妈妈，他们写出他们的心声。
Two young mothers wrote about their reflections.
因为他们同样的有一些啊困难啊感到非常困惑。
They shared similar difficulties that perplexed them.
啊，这两个妈妈，他们都有很幼小的孩子。
Both of them had young children.
啊，在他们从教会里面所接受到的一些道理呀、啊，认为说小孩子的教育非常重要。
And according to the teachings of the church, childhood education is very important.
所以他们都觉得说啊，小孩子既然还小，应该妈妈自己来带。
So they believed that when the kids were still young, the parents should take, the mother should take care of them themselves.
所以他们放弃了很优厚的工作。
So they decided to give up a very good job.
希望在家里面来乳养小孩子。
So as to take care of their own children.
但是他们的长辈啊，公公婆婆却不一样的看法。
But their mothers and fathers-in-law had different viewpoints.
有一个姐妹说啊，她的公公婆婆是信徒。
One of them has a believing father and mother-in-law.
另外一个姐妹说，她的公公婆婆是还没有信主的。
Whereas the parents-in-law of the other sister were still unbelievers.
但是他们都觉得说啊，你们把那个优厚的工作啊，把它辞掉啊，在家里带小孩子太可惜了。
All the parents-in-law believed that it was such a waste to give up.Good jobs to raise the children.
所以小孩子满月了，就赶快一直催他们说：“赶快去上班呐、啊，去赚钱呐、啊。”
So as soon as the children became one month old, they told them to go and find a job.
所以这两个妈妈就觉得很困惑。
So these two mothers were very perplexed.
因为他们觉得说啊，儿女是神所赐的产业。
They know that children are the inheritance of the Lord.
那、啊、既然是神的产业啊，我们就要好好的来把它管理、经营，啊，在神的爱中把他们抚养长大。
Since they are the heritage of the Lord, we should take care of them and help them grow up in the faith.
啊，这是他们的心愿。
This was the wish of these two mothers.
我觉得这两个妈妈他们的想法是很正确的。
And I believe that these two mothers had the right concept.
因为一个人得到再多的财富啊，你再多的产业都比不上自己的儿女。
No amount of inheritance can compare to the heritage of children.
儿女才是神所赐给我们真正能够留下来的产业。
Children are the true heritage that will last.
假使我们的儿女教育不成功啊，
If we fail in educating our children,
虽然你事业在发达，你赚再多钱都没有用。
No matter how successful we are in business or how much money we have, that is useless.
所以，假使我们经济情况许可的话，妈妈可以不要去上班呐、啊。我们鼓励妈妈留在家里带小孩。
If we have the financial ability, we can stay. It is best for mothers to stay home to take care of the children.
因为小孩子能够跟父母亲生活在一起的时间实在不多。
Children don't have much time to spend with their parents.
因此，幼年的时候，我们给他的教育啊，会决定他的一生。
When the children, the education the children receive at an early age will influence their rest of their lives.
最近有一个妈妈因为生下了第三个孩子。
Recently, a mother gave birth to a third child.
啊，她本来也有一个好的工作啊，啊，她就因为。有小孩以后，她就留在家里一直带小孩。
She gave up her good job and decided to stay home to take care of this child.
那结果生了第三个孩子以后啊，她有点心灵上不太平衡。
After she gave birth to this third child, she had some psychological problem.
她说：“我这样啊，啊留在家里带小孩子到底值不值得？”
I'm sorry. She began to think whether it was right for her to stay home and take care of the child.
人家说不是要牺牲小我完成大我吗？
Shouldn't she sacrifice herself to take care of the children?
我好不容易啊，啊一直求学啊，得到一个高的学历啊，能够得到好的工作。
But at the same time, she thought that she had received a good education and she had finally found this good job.
那我可以好好来发挥，来贡献这个社会。
So she should be able to continue the job, She should, maybe she should continue the job and contribute to the society.
她来为整个大国啊，整个社会人群来服务，那不是更有价值吗？
In other words, she was thinking whether it was best for her to take care of the society instead of her own children.
那这个我现在工作辞掉，我在家里就是照顾这几个小孩。
If she quit her job, she could only take care of three kids.
她每天所面对的就是这些家事，难道我这样值得吗？
She would have to take care of the house chores every day. Was that worthwhile?
后来我们勉励她说：“你这样做是值得的。”
But we encouraged her that that task was worthwhile.
因为你把小孩子带大了以后，小孩子将来在教会、在社会上啊，能够有所贡献。
Because if she raised her children herself, the children will later become useful members of the society in the church.
你所做的工作啊，不会落空的。
Her work will not be in vain.
家属说你没有好好照顾你的小孩
But if she fails to take care of her own children
啊，将来长大了以后啊，成为教会成为社会上的负担呢、啊，啊，那就很可惜了
If they grow up to be burdens of the church and the society that would be truly a waste
那我们听到有一句话说啊，摇摇篮的手啊可以控制的世界
The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rocks the changes the world
所以我们不要小看在家里抚养小孩这是一个非常重要的工作
Therefore, we should not neglect taking care of our little children
所以摩西的妈妈很伟大
Moses' mother was great
她在家里面抚养三个小孩这三个小孩子后来都能够成为神所重用的器皿
She raised up her own children so that they became useful vessels for God.
啊，让摩西能够在信心上不断的成长。
As a result, Moses grew in faith.
那这里讲到说，摩西因着信长大了。
By faith, it says Moses had grown up.
啊，他长大，从《使徒行传》第七章里面看到他大概将近四十岁。
According to Acts chapter 7, we know that when Moses reached about the age of 40.
所以长大了，表示他的年纪大起来了，他的身量增长了。
He had matured in stature and in mentality.
所以他也很有力气啊，可以为自己的同胞啊来打抱不平啊。
He was a very strong man, so he could fight for his own country.
因为身体很强壮啦、啊，
he
长大了。
He had become healthy and strong.
另外一个就是他的智慧成熟了。
The other aspect of his growth was his wisdom.
《使徒行传》七章的二十二节说，摩西学了埃及的一切学问。
Acts chapter 7 tells us that Moses learned all the wisdoms of Egypt.
所以他在说话、行事都很有才干。
So he was powerful in speech and action.
因为他在智慧上已经长大了、成熟了。
He had become mature in his wisdom.
所以他对事情的判断呢、啊，有一个智慧能够判断事情。
He had the wisdom to make discernment.
啊，他又，我们看到他后来所写下来的一些圣经里面前面的五卷诗啊，把神的旨意啊很清楚地描述出来，都是他智慧成熟的表现。
He wrote the first five books of the Bible and wrote down the will and commands of God, and that showed his wisdom.
所以在生理上成熟，在啊智慧上成熟，在灵性上、信心上成熟。
So he grew up spiritual. He grew up physically, mentally, and spiritually.
我们一个人在灵性上成熟啊，就是要离开基督道理的开端。
In order to grow up spiritually means to leave the elementary teachings about Jesus.
说不再吃奶了，会吃干粮了。
We should no longer drink milk, but we should eat solid food.
能够熟练人类的道理了。
We should become well acquainted with the teachings of righteousness.
就是在灵性上成熟。
That is what it means to be spiritually mature.
啊，能够不凭着血气人力来行事。
And we will act according to God's will rather than our own will.
能够按照神的旨意行事，就是在信心上、灵性上的成熟。
That is what is meant by spiritual maturity.
保罗讲到哥林多的教会。
Paul wrote to the Corinthians.
说我没有办法把你们当作大人呐、啊，看你们还是婴孩。
He said to them, "I cannot regard you as adults. You are still infants."
我还要用那个基本的道理来教导你们。
I still have to teach you with elementary teachings.
我还要用奶喂你们，因为你们没有办法吃干粮。
I still have to feed you with milk because you cannot take solid food.
因为你们是属肉体、属情欲的。
You are of the flesh.
在你们当中有很多的纷争、嫉妒、结党。
There is much division and jealousy among you.
那所以凭着血气人力在行事。
You act according to your own flesh.
所以我没有办法把你们当作属灵的、长大的人。
So I cannot consider you as spiritually mature.
所以我们在灵性上要成长。
We must grow up in our spirit.
还要深知神的旨意。
We need to have full knowledge of God's will.
还能够熟练神的道理。
We need to be well trained in God's teachings.
不再吃奶，要吃干粮。
Instead of drinking milk, we should feed on solid food.
要长大，必须要因着信心。
And in order to mature and grow up, we need to do it by faith.
那这个信心啊，就是对神有肯定的认识。
To have faith means to have firm conviction in God.
能够认识神。
It means to know God.
知道有神，还知道神的赏赐。
To know that He exists and that He rewards us.
知道神是信实守约、施慈爱的神。
To know that He is faithful and loving and He keeps His promises.
知道神的话是信实的，一定会实现。
Knowing that God's word is faithful and will come to pass.
所以摩西是在信心当中啊来成长。
Moses has grown up in faith.
他长大了以后，他知道他是希伯来人，他不是埃及人。
He knew that he was a Hebrew, not an Egyptian.
因为希伯来人是神的选民。
The Hebrews were the chosen people of God.
是不在列在万民当中的。
They were not listed among the nations.
虽然他们现在寄居在埃及地的地方。
Even though now they resided in Egypt.
当然他知道以色列民要住的地方，神应许是迦南地，不是埃及。
Moses knew that God had promised them the land of Canaan, not Egypt.
埃及不是他们永远居住的地方。
Egypt was not a permanent residence.
因为神应许迦南地要让他们居住。
Because God had promised them the land of Egypt,
the land of Canaan. 他信心成长了以后啊，他会看到说，我们要到迦南地去，我们不是要永远住在埃及地。
Moses, having matured in his faith, knew that they must go back to Canaan and not stay in Egypt.
人虽然在埃及啊，但是他们的心是在迦南。
Physically, they were in Egypt, their hearts were in Canaan.
这是他们的祖先啊，所给他们留下来的很重要的信息。
This was an important message that their ancestors had passed down to them.
所以雅各啊，他虽然到埃及地去聚居啊，17年的时间。
Even though Jacob had gone down to Egypt to stay there for 17 years.
因为儿子在那里做宰相。
Because his child has become a prime minister there.
他到埃及的时候是130岁。
When Jacob went there, he was 130 years.
啊，约瑟很高兴，爸爸来了，就带他去见法老王。
Joseph rejoiced at his father's coming and brought him to Pharaoh.
法老王就，他就为法老祝福啊。
And Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
啊。法老问他说：“你今年几岁啊？”
Pharaoh asked him, "How old are you?"
他说：“我今年是我在世寄居是130岁。”
He said, "My years in this life is 130 years."
我的一生又苦又短。
But my life has been short and toilsome.
啊，儿子在那里当宰相。
And my son is now the prime minister here.
他们住在最美的迦南的歌山地。
The Hebrews lived in the best part of the land.Goshen.
但是后来他交代约瑟啊，说你不可以把我葬在埃及地啊。
But Jacob commanded Joseph not to bury him in Egypt.
你要把我葬在迦南地希伯伦。
They must bury him in Hebron, which is in Canaan.
所以叫约瑟发誓啊，说你不可以把我葬在这个埃及。
He told Joseph to swear to him not to bury him in Egypt.
所以他虽然在埃及享受荣华富贵啊，但心是在迦南呢、啊。
Even though he enjoyed the splendor of Egypt, his heart was still in Canaan.
约瑟也是一样啊。
The same was with Joseph.
他虽然在埃及做宰相
，Even though he was prime minister in Egypt.
他要离开世界的时候，叫他的祖孙说：“你们要延年的发誓。”
When he left, before he left the world, he told his children to.I swear to him.
因为神会把你们从埃及地带回到迦南地去。
One day God will bring them back to the land of Canaan.
所以那个时候啊，你们要把我的骸骨啊从埃及带回去，埋葬在迦南地。
When that time comes, they must take his body and bury him in the land of Canaan.
这是希伯来祖先的信心。
This was the faith of the Hebrew ancestors.
因为他们对神的应许有绝对的信心。
They had absolute faith in the promise of God.
因为他们认识自己选民的身份。
They knew that they were the chosen ones of God.
摩西就是在这样的环境当中啊来成长。
And that is the environment under which Moses grew up.
所以他成长了以后做了一个很重要的抉择。
After Moses had grown up, he made a very important choice.
这个抉择影响到他的一生。
And his choice influenced his whole life.
啊，影响到他以后的世世代代。
And it influenced his succeeding generations.
不只是对他自己，对他的家庭，对所有人类来讲，都是一个很重要的一种选择。
He made an important decision not only for himself and for his people, but also for the following generations to come.
说因为他信心成长了。
He had grown up in faith.
所以呢，第一个就是不肯称为法老女儿之子。
So he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
虽然他不是法老女儿所亲生的。
Even though he was not the natural son of Pharaoh's daughter.
但是因为法老女儿把他收纳成为自己的儿子。
But because the daughter of Pharaoh had treated him as her own son.
可以在王宫里面享受啊这个王孙的这个尊荣。
He had the privilege to enjoy the status of being a grandson of the king.
能够受到最好的待遇跟最好的教育。
He received the best treatment and the best education.
这样的机会是一般人所羡慕的。
Such was an opportunity that everyone would have envied.
他能够得到这个机会啊，讲起来也是很难得啊。
It was a very rare opportunity for him to be in the palace.
因为埃及是当代啊最强盛的国家。
Egypt was the strongest nation of his time.
能够成为王孙的地位啊，这个地位是显赫无比的。
And the status of being a grandchild of the king was something extraordinary.
但是摩西长大了。
But Moses had grown up.
他不愿继续称为法老女儿之子。
He refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter.
因为他知道自己是希伯来人。
He knew that he was Hebrew.
虽然自己的同胞现在是当奴隶。
Even though his people were slaves.
虽然他现在在王宫里面啊，是很尊贵的地位。
And even though he enjoyed a good status in the palace.
但他知道啊，这个世界上的这个尊荣地位啊，也是暂时的。
But he knew that the things of this world and the status of this world were temporary.
埃及虽然这个国度再强，将来会受神的惩罚，因为他的罪很重。
Although Egypt was strong then, eventually it will be punished by God because of its sin.
虽然他们现在的同胞是成为埃及的奴隶，但是将来神会带领他们回到迦南地，在那里立国。
And even though the Hebrews were now slaves, they will be delivered by God to return to their homeland.
所以他对自己的身份啊，非常清楚的认识。
So Moses had full knowledge of his identity.
所以我们一个基督徒活在这个世界上啊，
As Christians living in this world,
我们对我们自己本身的身份啊，要有绝对清楚的认识。
We must be fully aware of our own identity.
腓立比书第三章里面说啊，我们是天上的国民。
Philippians chapter 3 tells us that we are citizens of heaven.
我们是暂时寄居在这个世界上。
We reside here temporarily.
地上只是我们暂时寄居做客旅的。
The earth is only a temporary home for us to stay.
地面上不是我们永远的家乡。
This is not our eternal home.
因为我们的家乡在天上。
Because our home is in heaven.
所以我们盼望有一天啊，主从天上降临。要把我们带领回到天国去。
It is our hope that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will come and take us home.
所以不管你在世界上有多大的成就。
So regardless of how much accomplishment you may have in this world.
但是这些成就啊，不会迷惑到我们的心。
You should not be enticed by these accomplishments.
我们应当肯定自己属灵的身份。
We must be sure of our spiritual identity.
尤其我们今天成为真教会的信徒啊。
We are the believers of the true church.
成为万王之王神的儿女。
We are children of the great king.
神借着圣灵来印证我们的确是他的儿女。
And God has testified to our hearts through his Holy Spirit that we are his children.
所以我们要好好珍惜我们这个属灵神儿女的身份。
So we must cherish our identity as the children of God.
要好好的保守自己。
We must preserve ourselves.
摩西长大了以后啊， 他不愿意暂时享受罪中之乐。
When Moses had grown up, he refused to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time.
在这个王宫里面呢、啊，可以享受各样的快乐。
In the palace, he could have enjoyed all sorts of pleasure.
啊，因为可以各样的美物可以品尝。
He had gourmet food to enjoy.
王宫里面有歌舞啊，还有各样的娱乐。
He could be entertained by the singers and the dancers.
还有仆婢宫女来侍候。
He was served by servants and maidservants.
可能出外还有华轿代步。
And when he went out, he was carried by carriages.
所以你在王宫里面啊，可以尽情的享乐。
He could enjoy all he wanted in the palace.
但是他说啊，他不愿意享受这个就是最终之乐。
But he refused.The pleasures of sin.
而且是暂时的快乐。
Because this sin was temporary.
这个最终之乐啊，这不是真正的快乐。
Pleasures of sin are not true pleasures.
因为世界上的快乐啊，没有办法满足我们心灵上的需要。
Earthly pleasures cannot fill our spiritual void.
所以所罗门王说啊，享尽人间的荣华富贵。
King Solomon had also enjoyed earthly pleasures.
他说啊，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
But he said the ear has never is enough hearing and the eyes have never enough feel of seeing.
有时候我们到外面去游乐啊，啊去旅游。
Sometimes when we go travel.
啊，虽然有时候觉得哎，这些游乐场所不错。
We enjoy the scenic places and tourist sites.
但是我想你去一次两次啊，大概都玩腻了。
But I believe that you'll get fed up with it after a couple of times.
有些地方啊，虽然很好玩啊，去过一两次啊，你以后也不想再去了。
Even the most fun places, you would not want to go again.
我有一个亲戚啊，我一直想说，我们在美国啊，是不是你可以来
？There was a relative of mine whom I invited to come to the U.S.
他说我去过几次了，我不想去了。
And he said, I've been there many, a few times. I don't want to go again.
啊，接着说啊，也是差不多啊。
Because he believes that the U.S. is not any different.
啊，没有什么特别吸引的地方。
And there's nothing especially attractive.
因为世界上的快乐就是这样，没有办法真正让我们得到满足。
Earthly pleasures can never satisfy us.
而且啊，这个快乐啊，很快暂时就消失掉了。
And they will vanish very soon.
尤其在这个最终的享乐啊，为了满足暂时的快乐，会让人带来永远的痛。
Besides, earthly pleasures for a short time can bring about eternal suffering.
所以会让人啊真正的乐极生悲啊。
So at the end of pleasures is pain and mourning.
所以圣经里面说啊，年轻人啊，你们要想一想。
The Bible says, young man, you must think.
你眼睛喜欢看你所想要看的。
You can enjoy seeing what you want to see.
你心里面想要追求各样的快乐。
And your heart can seek all sorts of pleasure.
但是你要想一想啊，这些暂时的快乐啊，将来我们所做的要面对神的审问。
But know this one thing, one day God will judge you for all these things.
所以不要为着暂时的快乐啊，带来将来永永远远的痛。
So let us not...be indulged in the pleasures of sin which will bring eternal suffering.
所以保罗告诉我们说啊，我们不要随从肉体去放纵私欲。
Therefore Paul tells us not to indulge in the pleasures of the sinful nature.
因为你体贴肉体啊，最后的结果就是享受一时暂时的快乐，但是会最后的结果就是死亡。
If you live in pleasures according to your sinful nature, you will die.
唯有体贴圣灵，按照神的旨意来生活啊，才是喜乐平安。
But if you live according to the Spirit, you will have joy and peace.
所以一个人在信心上成长了、啊，他会看清啊，会放弃这个世界上暂时的最终之乐。
Therefore, if a person has grown up in his faith, he will look lightly upon and even refuse the pleasures of sin for a short time.
所以摩西长大了，他就放弃埃及的财物。不看为宝贵。
He also had no regard for the treasures of Egypt.
在这个王宫里面有很多的财宝。
In the palace there was much treasure.
啊，当然王宫里面的人啊，他可以有份。
And as member of the palace, he had part in the treasures.
但是世界上的财宝啊，都是暂时的。
But the treasures of this world are temporary.
因为人没有带什么到世上来啊，最后也没有办法带什么去。
We did not bring anything with us to this world, neither can we take anything when we leave.
所以希腊王啊，亚历山大，28岁做王，到了32岁死掉。
King Alexander became king when he was 28 and died at the age of 32.
短短的几年当中啊，统治欧亚非三大洲。
Within three short years, he reigned over three continents, Asia, Europe, and Africa.
听说他要死的时候，叫人把那个棺木挖两个洞，把两个手伸出去。
It is said that before he died, he commanded his officers to put two holes in the coffins and let his hands out.
带走去游街。
And they were to bring the coffin through the street.
要告诉众人说，你看我这么伟大的一个大王啊，统治了欧亚非三大洲。
The message is that he, as the king who reigned over three continents,
虽然我在王宫里面各样的财宝很多，
even though he had all sorts of treasures in the palace,
但是你们看，我两手空空来到世界，我现在也是两手空空的离开了。
But look at me, I go empty-handed just as I came empty-handed.
所以人只是为着世上的财宝在追求啊，最后的结果就是这样。
If we only seek the treasures of this earth, that will be the end.
因为有一天我们呢要离开的时候，什么都不能带走。
When we leave this world, we cannot carry anything with us.
所以摩西因为信心啊，所以能够看透将来这个财物啊，你什么都不能带走的。
By faith, Moses was able to see that none of the treasures can be carried away.
所以我们不要为着世界上的这个地位啦、财富啦、享乐这样把它当作宝贵。
Therefore, we should not cherish the status, the power, and the treasures of this earth.
我们有时候参加一些同学会啦，或者是一些同乡的聚会。
Sometimes we go to class reunions or meeting up with people of our own.
我们看到
hometown
一般人呐、啊，他们聚会的时候在谈的就是说，哇，得到什么学历啦，我的孩子啊，多么有成就啦，他学什么啦。
During such reunions, they will talk about the education they received, the accomplishment of their children.
他们所夸口的就是我做什么事业了，我赚了多少钱，我开什么车了。
They boast about their career, the car they drive, etc.
我有什么大的有多大的房子了。
They boast about how big their houses are.
我有几栋房子，就是用这个夸口。
So they boast about how many houses they have.
但是世人所夸口的这个啊，都算不得什么。
But the boasting of this earth is nothing.
一个人在物质上很富足啊，但是如果在神面前呢、啊，贫穷的，在神面前不富足啊，那没有什么用的。
If a person is rich in this world but is not rich towards God, that is useless.
然后底下的教会啊，他们说我们富足了，我们发财了。
The church in Laodicea said, "We are rich. We have everything."
因为他们有世上的财物啊，这个信心上不能不做。
They have material wealth, but they were lukewarm in faith.
神对他们说啊，你们在神的面前啊，是贫穷、赤身、可怜的啊。
So God told them, you are poor, wretched, and blind.
所以不要以这个世上的富足来骄傲夸口。
Therefore, we should not boast of the material riches we have.
所以我们要凭着信心啊，看透这个世界。
We must go beyond and see beyond through faith.
不要看重埃及的财物。
We should not have regard for the treasures of Egypt.
所以摩西长大了以后，宁可和自己的百姓同受苦。
When Moses had grown up, he chose to suffer along with his people.
因为他看为基督的连入啊，比埃及的财物更宝贵。
He regarded this grace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt.
因为他想望将来所要得的赏赐。
Because he was looking ahead to his reward.
所以他甘愿离开王宫啊。跟自己的同胞一同受苦。
He chose to leave the palace and suffer with his people.
啊，他们跟他们一样为奴的生活。
He chose to be a slave with them.
啊，因为跟自己的同胞啊，神的选民受苦，就是与主同受苦。
To suffer disgrace for the people of God means to suffer for Christ.
所以圣经里面说他是为基督的受凌辱。
So the Bible says that he suffered disgrace for the sake of Christ.
因为跟自己的同胞为主基督受凌辱，为基督受苦，将来就能够得到荣耀。
Because he suffered for Christ, he received glory from Christ.
所以他凭着信心啊，已经看到未来在天上的美好赏赐。
By faith, he looked forward to the reward in heaven.
所以他能够放弃这个世界上暂时的享乐。
Therefore, he left behind the things and enjoyments of this world.
而圣经里面说，我们是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight.
因为我们现在眼见的是暂时的。
Because the things we see are temporary.
我们信心才能够看到那个永恒不改变的真实的赏赐。
Only by faith can we see the everlasting and unchanging reward.
因为那个是极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because that is the reward that's glorious and outweighs them all.
所以现在啊，放弃享乐啊，为基督受一点苦啊，这只是自战自清的劳苦。
If we set aside these things and suffer for Christ, the sufferings are only temporary.
因为将来所要得到的赏赐实在太大了。
Because the reward we will receive will be great.
所以借着信心啊，才能够让我们胜过世界。
Only by faith can we overcome this world.
他说后来摩西啊，因着信就离开埃及了，不怕王怒。
Moses by faith left Egypt and was not afraid of the king's decree.
因为他已经看到了不能看到的主。
He has seen the Lord whom the people cannot see.
所以他能够恒心忍耐到底。
Therefore he persevered.
他为着救同胞啊，后来离开埃及，跑到旷野地去。
To save his people, he left Egypt and fled to the wilderness.
所以在40年当中啊，神给他操练，成为一个最谦和的人。
So during 40 years of training, God made him to be the most humble person.
后来神叫他说啊，你回去向埃及法老王争取把百姓带出来。
And God told him to speak to Pharaoh.And bring the people out.
所以他后来勇敢地与法老王啊争取要把全民带出埃及。
So with strong courage, he contended with Pharaoh to bring the people out.
他凭着信心啊坚持到底。
So therefore, by faith, he persevered.
虽然法老王一开始啊不愿意。
At first, Pharaoh refused.
他说：“你们就在埃及拜神就好了。”
He said, "Why did you just worship in Egypt?"
或者是你们妇人。你们成人去啊，妇人孩子留下来了。
Or just the male adults can go, but the women and children will stay back.
或者你们人去啊，牲畜留下来了。
Or just go and leave us the livestock.
但是摩西不惧怕，坚持到底。我们要全民出埃及，我们连一只蹄啊，我们都不留下来。
Moses was not afraid. He insisted that everyone, including the livestock, must leave.
勇敢的心智啊，不怕王怒，把全民带出埃及。
With a strong spirit and courage, he was not afraid of the king's anger.
虽然在旷野当中啊，也受尽很多的苦。
In the wilderness, he suffered much.
但是神带领他们，让他们很顺利的啊走完天国的道路。
But God brought them safely through the land of through the wilderness into the land of promise.
所以摩西在神的眼中来看呢、啊，是一个相当忠心的啊。一个领导者。
So to God, Moses was a faithful leader.
他说在神的眼中啊，他能够得到神的重用，救出他的同体。
And he was used by God to save his own people.
啊，在埃及啊，在列国当中啊，他的名声很大。
And his name became great among his people as well as the neighboring nations.
因为神借着他行了大神迹。
God had performed great signs through his hand.
说埃及地啊，不管是人肉牲畜啊，都不敢对他怎么样。
In the land of Egypt, both the people and the livestock dare not do anything to them.
连狗对他都不敢咬舌。
Even the dogs dare not wag its tongue.
啊，在以色列百姓当中啊，摩西也在以色列百姓得尊重。
And Moses also became honored among the people and the Egyptians.
虽然有人诽谤摩西啊，但是神就吃面为他讲话。
There were times when people slandered Moses and God spoke.
说你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，你们还不怕吗
？He said, "Dare you slander and blaspheme my servant Moses?"
你们当中如果有先知啊，神是借着异象跟他讲话。
Among you, if there are prophets, I will speak to them in visions and dreams.
但是神跟摩西不是这样，是面对面跟他讲话。
But it is not so between Moses and I, because I speak to him face to face.
神跟摩西讲话是好像人对朋友讲话一样。
God spoke to Moses face to face as a friend spoke with his friend.
所以人毁谤摩西啊，神还发怒啊。
Therefore, God was angry when people slandered him.
为摩西来辩护。
God defended Moses.
因为神认为摩西是在神的全家敬重。
Because God considered Moses to be faithful in God's house.
后来他离开世界，神还为他安葬。
And when he left the world, he was buried by God.
进到神的国里面享荣耀。
And he enjoyed the glory in God's kingdom.
所以我们看到摩西啊，他所做的是一个相当正确的抉择。
So Moses made the right choice.
我们知道他如果留在埃及啊，他就是很多是一个王族里面啊一个尊贵的身份而已啊。
Had he stayed in Egypt, he would have died as an honored grandson of the Pharaoh.
啊，埃及最著名的就是金字塔啦，就是啊，就是那个木乃伊啦。
And the fame he would leave behind would be some pyramids and a mummy.
如果留在埃及，最后的结果就是这样了。
That would have been his end.
但是他后来所做正确的选择，他所得到的那个福分啊，是一直到永远的。
But because he made the right choice, his blessing lasted forever.
而是人生当中啊最大的尊荣。
And he enjoyed the greatest honor that a man could ever have.
啊，这个给我们学习啊效法的一个榜样。
He has left us a wonderful example to learn.